Chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Knowledge of the Absolute. In this chapter, Lord Krishna states that he is the supreme truth, the supreme cause and sustaining force of everything, both material and spiritual. Advanced souls surrender unto him in devotion, whereas impious souls divert their minds to other objects of worship.
Maya sat manah parth yogam yunjan madashraya asanshayam smagram yatha gyasyasi.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshyami asheshtah yat jnatva naih bhuya anyat jnatavyam avashishyate.
I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know.
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yat tambi siddhanam kaschit ma.
Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All together, these eight constitute my separated material energies.
Aparayam ittu anyam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhutam mahabhavo yaya.
Besides these, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is another, superior energy of mine, which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material, inferior nature.
Aham krishnasya jagat तह प्रभवा
All created beings have their source in these two natures. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution.
Mattah partaram nanyat kinchit asti dhana मयि सर्वं इदं प्रोतम् सूत्रे मणि गणाहि
O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
रसहाहं अप्सु कौन्तेया प्रभास्मि शशि सूर्यो प्रणवः सर्ववेदेषु शब्दाः के पौरुषम्
O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras, and the sound in ether and the ability in man.
Punyagandha prithviyam chatejaha yasmi vibhavaso jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapah chasmi tapasvishu
I am the original fragrance of the earth And I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives. And I am the penance of all ascetics.
Bijam mam sarvabhutanam Vidhipath sanatanam Buddhi buddhi matam
Son of Pritha, know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men.
Balam balvatam chaham kamrag vivarjitam dharma viruddhah bhuteshu kamasmi bharatarshav
I am the strength of the strong devoid of passion and desire I am sex life which is not contrary to religious principles O lord of the bharatas Arjuna
ye chaye satvika bhasha rajasah tamasah chaye matah evitita vidhi ना तू हम ते शु ते
Know that all states of being, be they of goodness, passion, or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am, in one sense, everything, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me.
अभि सर्वं इदं जगत् मोहितं न अभिजानाति मा मे भयः परमव्ययम्
Deluded by the three modes goodness, passion, and ignorance. The whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible.
Devi hi esha gun mai mam maya duratyaya ma
This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
Namam duskratim mudha prapyadyante naradhama mayaya aphit jnana asuram
Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me.
Chatruvidaha bhajante ma janaha sukritam arjuna आर्तः जिज्ञासु अर्थार्थी ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ
O best of the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute.
Esham jnani nityuktah ek bhakti vishishyate priyahi jnani nahatyartham हम सहजा मम प्रिया
Of these, the one who is in full knowledge and who is always engaged in pure devotional service is the best. For I am very dear to him, and he is dear to me.
Udaraha sarve ज्ञानी तू आत्मा एव मेरा
All these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls. But he who is situated in knowledge of me, I consider to be just like my own self. Being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me, the highest and the most perfect goal.
Bahunam janmana mante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva
After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures.
Ya ya yam yam tanum bhakta shraddhaya architum ichhati tasya tasye achalam shraddham tamev vidhadham.
I am in everyone's heart as the Supersoul. As soon as one desires to worship some demigod, I make his faith steady so that he can devote himself to that particular deity.
Satya shraddhaya yukta tasye labhate cha tat kaman maya ev vihitan hitan.
Endowed with such a faith, he endeavors to worship a particular demigod and obtains his desires. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone.
Antvattu phalam tesham tat bhavati alpamedhsam devan devya jahayanti madbhakta yanti mamapi.
Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods. But my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet.
Avyaktam vyaktitam mahapnanam manyante maham abuddhaya param bhavam ajahanam taah mam avyayam anuttamam.
Unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme.
Naham prakashah sarvasya yoga maya samavrita mudhayam na abhijanati lokah mam ajam avyayam.
I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible.
Vedaham samatitani vartumanani cha arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu ved na kashchana.
O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me, no one knows.
Ichha dvesha samuthena dvandu mohena sarvabhutani sammoham sargeyanti parantap.
O scion of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate.
Yesham tu antargatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvand moha bhajante maam dridhvita.
Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination.
Jara marana moksha yamam अशित्तया यतन्ति ये ते ब्रह्म तद्विदुहा कृत्सनम् अध्यात्मम् कर्म चाखिलम्
Intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about transcendental activities.
Sadhi Bhutadhi Devam Naam Sadhi Yagyam ये विधूः प्रयाणकाले च मां ते विदुः युक्तचेतसा
Those in full consciousness of me who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation, of the demigods, and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. Thus ends Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 7